Hare Krishna. Question: what does it mean when Srila Prabhupada says that our senses are meant for the satisfaction of Krishna? Answer: Krishnendriya Priti Icha Dhare Premana Atmendriya Priti Icha Tare Bolle Kaam. So, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, the Chaitanya Charitamrita, says that the desire for gratifying one's own senses is lust, and the desire for satisfying Krishna's senses is love. Now, what this means, Srila Prabhupada is, when he quotes this, saying that we are meant for the satisfaction, our senses are meant for the satisfaction of Krishna. This is what Prabhupada is stating in English. Now, what does this actually mean? So, first of all, Krishna has a transcendental form, and his all satisfaction is transcendental. And that's why we don't have to impose conceptions drawn from the material level of Krishna's, of satisfying Krishna's senses. What it essentially means is that the spiritual realm is also personal. Krishna is a person, and he also has eyes, he also has tongue, he also has ears. Krishna, and a devotee tries to serve Krishna in a way that is pleasing. That's why bhakti is often said to be sensory spirituality. That means we use our senses to please Krishna's senses. So that means that devotees sing kirtans, and they try to sing very nicely so that Krishna, who is present in the deity form, will hear and will be pleased. So devotees dress Krishna very beautifully, and then if we see in the altar, every day after the dressing is done, the Lord is shown a mirror. So the devotees dress Krishna beautifully so that Krishna's eyes are pleased to see his own beauty. And then devotees go in front of the Lord, and then they themselves also, whatever dress they are wearing, a devotional dress, whatever they are wearing, whatever dress it is, tilak and whatever everything that is, you will try to do it as nicely as possible so that Krishna will please, oh, my devotee is so nicely devotionally attired. And then we cook food for Krishna. We offer food to Krishna that is cooked as well as possible. And we have the example of, we could say almost the extreme of Shabari. She was so anxious that Lord Ram should get sweet berries that she was not even ready to take the risk of just seeing the berries and sensing whether they were good or not. She wanted to make sure that they were good, and that's why she was biting slightly and tasting and then offering the berries to the Lord. So the point is, rather than letting the mind go into some esoteric imagination of what it means to satisfy Krishna's senses, we can at our level focus on understanding that this basically means that we should treat Krishna as a person and use our senses in a way that would be appropriate at our level to please Krishna's senses. So that is, we perform the limbs of bhakti, treating Krishna as a person, and as I explained, we try to sing for Krishna's pleasure, cook for Krishna's pleasure, dress him nicely for his pleasure, and in that way, we satisfy his senses. Thank you. Hare Krishna.